for listening to Geek vs. Geek. Please visit our Facebook page for donation recommendations and other ways you can contribute to the show. Look us up, Geek vs. Geek, on Facebook. Thank you.
What's up, everybody? This is Gio.
And I'm Bone.
Welcome to episode 42 of Geek vs. Geek, the show where we talk about everything. What's up, man?
Like, not a thing.
Jeez. It's just been one of those weeks for you, hasn't it?
I guess. Yeah. So what's going on, man?
Not a whole. I've just been hanging out at the old homestead.
Had some what?
I have to pick a bone with you while I'm thinking about it.
Oh, we gotta do it on the air? Alright.
Yes. Where do you get off sending me a video of a Saturday? I'm guessing it's the Saturday Night Live skit, which I will be using that from now on. That'll be my go-to phrase. What do I do? You put your weed in there. and I'm like happiest. Like that was some. I needed that shit.
Yeah, I thought.
And then you're just totally like, oh, Jeff Beck passed away. Damn, hey, man.
It hit me the same way it fucking hit you, man. Like, I was riding the coattails of, oh, this South American puberty and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you put your weed in there. I was enjoying that, too, when the bad news flooded my inbox. So... Hey, this coffin's pretty cool. It's got this extra compartment right here. Yeah, you put his weed in there. It's for the afterlife.
Yeah. Be sure you give Jesus a toke, man. You know. Yeah, well.
And there's a store here in our mall.
Really?
It's just like that. You're looking at all this shit from around the world, like this Himalayan salt candle. Oh, this is pretty cool. Yeah, you put your weed in there. I just swear to God, it's the same store, man. Same
what
people.
What is it? Earth?
Yeah, some Earthbound or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow, this is a very cool bead door. Yeah. Is to hide your weed behind. It's like, oh, fuck. Okay, is there anything not weed related? Store across the way over there? This is a very cool little Buddha incense burner. Yeah, and it's got this compartment right here to put your weed in. Okay. I'm deeply saddened about Jeffrey Beck, though.
Yeah, I was like, oh, man. It wasn't
even natural causes either, man. It was bacterial meningitis.
Really? They didn't say in the article. They didn't. They just said it that they had published on his official social media or something like that. And I'm like, damn, man.
Yeah, I don't know how he. I was always under the impression you got meningitis from bad water, like swimming in a lake and swallowing piss and that kind of thing, or drinking the water in Mexico without a Brita water filter. I don't know how he.
Well, that's the drinking the water in Mexico is called Montezuma's revenge, but.
Yeah, well, that's all I know. I don't know how you'd get it otherwise. I don't know how he contracted it. And apparently it was rather quick too, because didn't even know dude was sick.
Yeah, it can come up on you pretty quick. But I, you know, 74 years old, man.
78.
So, yeah, I mean, and that dude was still going.
He was going hard. He just finished a tour with Johnny Depp. They had an album out. Mm-hmm. Was tough, man. Tough, because we're losing them. We're losing them.
All the good ones. I mean, there won't be music made like that. No.
Nah, because, you know, amps are too heavy, guitars are too heavy, hip hop is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We're different.
Okay, I don't.
As I say on the street, we built different, man.
Yeah, I don't want to turn this into rant. A total rant.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Because you were ranting before I sent you that weed box clip. You're ranting about something. Yes.
Well, okay. I was looking around somewhere and I saw this term. And I hate to use this word because it pisses me off.
Mm-hmm.
This triggered me. I hate that. Mm-hmm. Whole, it's like, yeah, that is true. No, it just.
So what's the rant?
What the fuck is dad rock? Millennials, please explain this to me.
And a millennial will explain it to you, but you're not going to be able to understand the millennial's language.
This is true, but it will probably make my brain explode and smoke come out of my ears.
So what? It's the same people who came up with yacht rock. What the fuck is yacht rock?
Anything from that 60s, 70s, early 80s, you know, that mellow kind of, you know.
But why is it called yacht rock?
Steely Dan is considered yacht rock.
So are the Eagles. But why is it called yacht rock? I know what it is, but why does it have to do? What does it have to do with boats?
The only thing I can figure is there is a. I forget the guy's name. Mm-hmm. He had a hit back in the 70s called Key Largo. And
that was the 90s, and that was the Beach Boys.
No, not Kokomo. Yeah. Key Largo. You're saying,
it was that phrase that you're thinking of the same song, but you're misidentifying it. Key Largo.
I'm gonna have to disagree with you on this one because I've heard the damn song.
I've heard it too, and I know exactly the one you're talking about. And as the Beach Boys, and it was in the 90s. We've had arguments like this, and I've won.
Yes, well, you're not gonna win this one because there's
Mila Kovovovich. Was in Run, Lola, Run.
Okay. Sorry. But yeah, no, this was an actual song. And I think where they
I disagree with you on this, man. But go ahead with your spiel.
I think where they got the term yacht rock from, I'll have to do more research on this. Is the video for this thing, the dude is on a yacht. God, I wish I could remember his name.
Talking about Bertie Higgins?
That, yeah.
Key Largo? Yeah. Is this it?
Yes.
Smoke a cigarette.
Around each other, try so hard.
I see a pineapple, but I don't see a yacht anywhere. Okay, well, That was never a hit. I've never heard that before in my life.
It was, but yeah, I've heard it several times.
Where? Fucking Bahamas, top 10, top 100?
Probably. I don't freaking know. It's not something I listened to a bunch of, but yeah, anything that, like, Steely Dan, anything from the early, that era, like the Doobie Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that lighter pop, you know, is considered.
Back when I was growing up, I'm going to just save you a lot. You're struggling here, and I'm going to help you out. When you and I were growing up, it was called adult contemporary.
Yep, I remember. Now it's called either
or soft rock.
Or soft rock. Now it's called adult rock. Or dad.
I thought it was called yacht rock.
Or yacht rock, yeah. I mean, there's half a dozen different terms for this stuff. I'm like, pick one. I mean, at certain levels, I think AC/DC, anything with a guitar in it's now considered dad rock.
I don't know. I've never heard of dad rock. I don't know where you picked it up, and I don't know who
it was. It was a play. I was looking for something, and there was a playlist, and it said dad rock, and I'm like, what the?
Are you on like Spotify or something?
No, it was. Apple like Music Spotify. Or Apple Music or iTunes.
Say no more. You said it all. Fucking Apple, dude. Come on, man. It's Apple.
It was either that or I was on Amazon Music. I can't remember which.
That's an Apple thing. I'll tell you right now, that's an Apple thing. Definitely an Apple thing.
But
you answered your own question there.
Millennials, look, don't just because good music is good.
Are you telling millennials what to do?
Yes.
Okay, good luck with that.
I'm going to. Good music is good music. Luck with that. I mean, we've had conversations like, like when you go to approach somebody and they're like, "What about, that's old? Who cares? Does it sound good?" But it's old. So?
Well, millennials are afraid of aging. I don't know if you're aware of this or not.
No, I'm not.
That's why they're late to move out of their parents' homes. That's why adulthood doesn't come easily to them because they don't want it to grow old. They're deathly afraid of it. That's why they put shit in their nose and put shit in their hair. You know, they're trying to stay young. They're trying to find that youthful vigor that they had when they were watching Yu-Gi-Oh! On Cartoon Network, you know.
You've thought about this a great deal.
I think about everything, dude.
Wow.
It's a curse.
Yeah, I understand. It is a curse.
But that's why I dissociate from millennials. I don't want to have anything to do with them. Unless they're unplugged from the Matrix, which is very rare.
Yeah.
If they're under 30 and they're plugged in, there's no hope for them. They're gone.
Well, part of me thinks eventually something's going to hit these people in the face. It's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be pretty, but, you know.
See, that's where you're wrong. It's going to get worse, not better. What do you think the Zoomers are going to be like when they grow up? And then what comes after the Zoomers? The Alphas? I mean, you think it's going to get better as the next generation comes up?
It's going to get worse, and these people are going to find somebody to blame, because it's not going to be their fault.
Anybody who's not a millennium, whom they call a boomer, which I'm not a boomer, thank you.
Neither am I.
I'm proudly sitting
Generation X, baby.
In the Gen X Yeah, Gen X was built different, man. You and I grew up in a world that with boomer parents.
Technology was awesome. It made you,
Technology wasn't digital, it was analog.
And it made stuff possible, even when you got into we are right on that cusp of
We remember Nino, Geo is about to nerd out. Alert. Geo is about to nerd out.
We remember what it was like to use a dial-up modem. If kids were introduced to that today, I think they'd spontaneously combust. That's hurting my ears.
No, they don't have the patience, man.
True.
They wouldn't do it. If anybody hears any weird bells in the background, that's Geo's wind chimes. We can't do anything about it. But
it's in the backyard, okay? It's on my back porch, and I can't do anything about that. I am not the responsible for said...
For said...
noise-making instrument.
Yeah, man. I hear an airplane. You got your window open or something?
No, I do not have my window open. I can't believe this thing picks up that much. Jeez.
Yeah, airplane going over, freaking.
I guess I have to get
wind
one of those,
chime.
I guess I have to get one of those vocal boxes to like shield it or something.
You don't even live next to an airport.
Nope. Got to go a couple of miles before you get one of those.
Yeah, man. You need to utilize that airport and have some adventures.
Yeah, but you have to have money. And from what I understand, the transportation system is about to take a... He is totally fucked up our transportation system.
What is he? Where is his qualifications? He was mayor of some town somewhere. How in the hell is he qualified to be head of the transportation department?
Yeah, and then they had to have this whole damn. Okay, there's a piece of software, a computer system. It's called the Airman.
I listened to the same episode.
But it's like, no, we can't. I mean, why? What is the? Oh, it can't be named that. That's fuck you. that would be my response to that. Like,
yeah.
I'm turning.
Tell this man what it is.
I'm turning into Ted Nugent. I have this urge to go turn on his latest album. What was it? America, fuck yeah, or something.
Kid Rock's doing some pretty cool. Hey, guess what, dude? Hank Williams Jr.'s coming to Tuscaloosa, man.
Cool.
He's coming in May. If I got a paycheck by then, I'm going to try to get me a ticket, man.
Oh, so y'all already have, we haven't gotten any lineups here yet.
Oh, well, too bad.
Y'all also start having people a lot earlier than we do, which is.
Too bad.
Yeah.
That's why you're in Mississippi and I'm in Tuscaloosa. So, yeah.
Look, Alabama and Mississippi might as well, except for their different state names, okay?
Nope, nope, nope.
They
nope,
might
nope,
as well nope, be carbon nope, copies nope. of each other. So,
oh, hell
don't
no.
Even.
Oh,
don't even.
No, hell no.
No, don't even.
I know people that will not even cross the border into Mississippi.
Well, that's their problem.
Yeah, it is a problem.
Come down here and actually, spend some time here and you won't think that way.
Shit, they have spent time there.
I mean, yeah, sure. If you go, if you spend a lot of time in Jackson, I can understand. But there's other places. Jackson, Meridian, Jackson.
Columbus, Biloxi, Tupelo. A lot of them towns folks won't go into, man.
And why won't they go in there, into them then?
You really want to go there?
Why not? You brought it up.
Well, you know, certain factions of Mississippi law enforcement and certain, you know, demographic of the population don't really go too well together.
Yeah.
They'd rather take their chances over here as a minority than over there as a minority.
I mean, need I remind you of my experiences in Selma? Of course, that did involve law enforcement, but...
Selma, yeah, well, I mean, ignorance is everywhere, but I'm just saying, you know, my black friends will not go to Mississippi. Even they'd rather go to a small town like Selma in Alabama than to go over the border into Mississippi.
Well, not all, not, that's...
Well, I, hey, that's their experience, and who am I to question it? Because I've only been to just over the border into Meridian, but not far. And I didn't really have any impression one way or another, so...
Well, if you come ever come for a visit, you'll, you know.
Oh, you going to give me the grand tour, Gio?
No, I mean.
Going to take me out on the town. Take me to some of your favorite hangouts. But you're not going to take me out on the town, dude? Some of your favorite hangouts?
I don't have favorite hangouts.
Oh.
I just kind of...
I'm bad, dude.
I mean, how many years you been knowing me? And you're like...
Well, I just, you know, waiting for you to surprise me, you know. Eerily quiet alert. Warning.
No.
Eerily quiet alert. Awkward silence. Awkward silence.
There's not an awkward silence. You're just making crap noises because, like, whatever. But yeah. People shouldn't talk shit about a place unless they've actually been there.
People I know have been there. That's why they don't go there. Like I said, I only know their experience. I'm not personally. I'm not judging Mississippi. I mean, there's a lot of history there. Supposedly the blues was born there.
Yep.
You know, but there's a lot of folks that I know that have been there and have bad experiences and won't go back. In fact, I know a guy right now, I'm not going to mention his name, but his girlfriend lived in Tupelo, and he would not go visit her unless she met him in Memphis.
Okay.
I'm just saying, dude. I mean, it is.
I mean, not all. Is that ever going to be different, I wonder? Is that ever like...
Will it? Because I could say there's small towns here in Alabama that are that way. And,
yeah.
You know.
And I know there are a lot. There are some places in Mississippi that are that way. I'm not disagreeing with you.
Well, I'm just saying.
I mean, it's just yeah. Like, it's we went from, oh, you know, people traveling and stuff, and then, you know, at a certain point, everybody just decided, well, don't go there because the cops, you know. Not every...
Can you imagine the scene, though? You got a small town in Mississippi, okay? Mm-hmm. Set in its way since God knows when. And you see an Alabama or an out-of-state tag coming through. And then, you know, that person driving that vehicle or the vehicle's full of minorities. And you can't stretch your imagination to think that, you know, well, maybe
yeah, something. Yeah, I can stretch my imagination, but I don't automatically do it that way.
I don't either, but I'm a white guy, so my experience is a little bit different. That's the part of when they say white privilege, that's the only part of it I can agree with. I can go into Mississippi small town as an outsider and not have to worry about anything.
Now
I can't, you know, there's folks that I know who are very close to me who can't have that same experience. Now, is that white people's fault? No, that's these small towns who are set in their ways and haven't changed. And they're here in Alabama. I'm not just picking on Mississippi. It seems worse in Mississippi for some reason. I don't know why. I think Alabama has worked really hard to shed that racism card. And I think Mississippi holds on to a lot of their history, for good or for worse, you know.
So does.
I used to think that about Alabama, but I don't think they do as bad as Mississippi, though.
I mean, when they build, stuff doesn't need to be forgotten, but you don't need to build an entire museum to something. You know.
Are you saying the Confederacy?
I understand it's, but they built an entire, we lived in Prattville before we moved here, which is a small town outside of Montgomery, which is the capital of Alabama. Kind of in between that is Selma. And basically this town will not let go of its history. It will not try to better itself. They build museums to this mess. I mean, it was good. You know, some good came out of it, but a lot of bad stuff happened to make that possible. And they revel in it. I mean, it's stuck in a... Selma's the only place I've ever heard of that still thinks it's the 1950s and 60s. And everybody around, every time we go through there, that's all I ever see is they are stuck in a time warp. And it's painful to watch. So I can understand why people, you know, in that regard, don't want to go there. I mean, my dad refused when we moved over here. He refused to live, or before we moved here, he refused to live in Selma because it's that, you know, it's always been that way. But interesting side note, when we moved here, my dad was coming through town and a cop stopped him no more than 3 times simply because he had an Alabama tag and he was in Mississippi.
Okay, there you go. Your dad experienced some of the same thing.
It wasn't anything. He just stopped him and like, hey, what are you doing?
So now you're starting to make my point.
You know, and he affectionately called the cop Barney Fife.
Okay.
But I just thought that was it. It's like, why?
Now, can you imagine if your dad was a black dude with an Alabama tag on it? I know that's a hard stretch, but just work with me here. So your own dad, who's an older white dude, cis male, had problems being from out of state. You know, I can only imagine, you know. And then, you know, and we have to talk about it. I mean, you know, there's people that talk shit about Alabama and they're just wrong. But without talking about it, you know, you're not going to bring it to the surface. You know, yeah, Alabama does have its problems, which I think, and I don't necessarily think that it's just Alabama either. I think it's our universities are starting to go fucking noodle boy. That's the word I'm trying to avoid, but yeah. I'm in Tuscaloosa, home of the University of Alabama, probably one of the most famous schools in the country. And the attitude of these students is just fucking... I mean, school's in session right now. And to hear some of the people out in retail, especially the food service, to hear somebody... Okay, here's a good example. Mm-hmm. This morning, we had a tornado warning and severe weather. Most of the day, this occurred, okay? Mm-hmm. And it was brought to my attention that there were more students walking out in this shit than they were driving. Figure that one out.
Yeah.
As I've said before,
something happened to people's brains during COVID.
Well, I mean, there's a mutual friend of ours who works down near the university,
right,
told me that it was fucking crazy. There were more students out walking in this severe weather, rain, thunder, fucking tornado warning, than they were driving.
I mean,
and I'm like,
what would have made it better is to see some kid on a scooter. Or a bicycle. I mean, we have forgotten how to teach our children how to be, you know, just use common sense, use your head. You know, I mean, it is true. Some people have book sense, but they don't have common sense, and vice versa. But I didn't think it would spread this. I didn't think it would be this bad.
Oh, yeah.
I mean... I have relatives like that, I can imagine what it's like on campus.
Oh yeah, you got relatives like that.
Yes.
Care to share?
It would be cousins on my mom's side of the family.
Oh, okay.
And since I'm pretty sure they don't listen to this podcast.
Never know, man. We're worldwide at this point.
Yeah. I won't say where, but I'll just leave it at that. Let's just say there's a flagpole in this person's yard. It's a rusted flagpole. It's been there probably 50 years.
Okay.
Rather than try and put a flag up like you're supposed to put it up.
Okay.
We're going to try and climb up the flagpole and put the flag up that way. And needless to say, person fell and broke his elbow. And it was not. That is right there is an example of not having common sense. Just like, I mean, basically these people walking around in tornado weather are like these idiots that walk behind the Weather Channel people. Mm-hmm. And if you watch that, which I don't know how much they pay these people. But they're not paying them enough, because but when you're standing out there and wind and rain is blowing you in the face, and you're like, it's really bad out here, the storm's really picking up. I mean, everybody's seen this. If you've ever watched the Weather Channel, you've seen this, and. Inevitably, there will be a bunch of people that will just walk behind the cameraman, like, or behind the commentator, like, what's up?
That's not so much of a concern for me as the commentator being in a ditch full of water to make it look worse than it is.
Yes. Yes.
Innocently walking by behind him, like, what the fuck are you doing in the ditch, dude? With his umbrella.
Anderson Cooper did the same thing. Was it
Katrina?
Katrina. Yeah.
No, was it Katrina? Or was it after that, wasn't it? What? It was Katrina. Was bad.
It was Katrina.
But, okay. Well, Katrina was bad enough, but he had to make it worse, man. Mm-hmm. I like it when they hang on to the telephone pole.
Yeah.
And they got all the wind blowing and they're holding their hat on with the microphone. It's getting really bad out here, but conditions are supposed to stabilize within the next few hours. They're like sideways holding against the pole. Like that fake scene in Twister. Mm-hmm. Where they're hanging. That movie was such a fucking god, that movie. That was so over the top Hollywood, man. I got to laugh every time I think about it. It's like, my God. Up until that point, that movie was pretty decent. Then it got fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, something's different when my dad, your dad and my dad are pretty similar in terms of what they like to watch on TV.
I would think so.
Except my dad is more of a news person. When my dad is watching a movie on television and he's like, come on, get real. That's not real. Like, okay, you know something's bad or different. Because even I have to go, what, you can't suspend disbelief? It's a movie. It's not. When did that creep into our minds? Like, oh, that's not real. That's fake. Of course it's fake. It's a movie.
Yeah, but movies are supposed to suspend belief, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain is supposed to accept the, you know,
which most modern movies
even as far fetched as the movie, right? As far fetched as the movie is, your brain is supposed to believe that there's some level that that is possible, or else it doesn't. There's no, you know what I mean? Doesn't feel like there's any connection between your life and the movie life. You know, you have to connect the audience with the form of entertainment. That's why in rock and roll, it's oh my God. Huh.
Okay. We have ladies and gentlemen, we have an oh my God moment. What are you learning, Boog?
I'm learning that my investments are just split in half. Thanks to our fucking inflation and economy and everything. And I was generating an annual income of a certain amount through my stock investments. And that certain amount just split in half as I checked.
Well,
it just happened.
Isn't that inevitable?
I don't know if it's inevitable.
The market does go up and it does go down. So. And the people that make decisions on Wall Street, they go by stuff that they hear. If it's a good, could give you an example. If when Trump was in office and like every time the job report comes out, we made such and such this many jobs, so many thousand jobs. Inevitably, the stock market's going to go up. But the minute they hear...
Well, it's not only related to the job market, but yeah.
The minute they hear, well, unemployment is at this. It went, you know. It's purely based on... That's one thing I know. I don't know the real... I'm still learning the mechanics of how the market works. But in terms of... whether it goes up or down, basically you can watch the news on any given day and something could be happening on the other side of the world and it will affect the U.S. market because people freak out.
You know what that's called? It's called a global economy. Yeah.
And, I mean, they will worry about, like right now, we're concerned about China as well we should be. Well, some of us are concerned about China, depending on who you ask. there was a story today that there was a bill. Apparently, the new Congress decided to do something. Bill going around that that none of the strategic oil reserves that Biden is selling. They had a bill that to block it from going to China.
Didn't we have a? Thought we had some kind of agreement before we started recording the show.
Well, I mean, it just came up, but ding, you're popular. But people are nervous creatures, so shit like that's gonna happen. That's why it's not a good idea to look at your investments every single day. Because you're just getting depressed. Because I did that for a while. And it does affect your... I don't see how people do that for a living. Because if I had... Because people put billions and billions of dollars into this stuff. Millions of dollars. I would just get depressed and... I mean... It can't be healthy, is what I'm saying.
Well, when it's your only income, you know, things can be a little bit different. But, I just want to avoid politics this episode. It's a SSDD moment, as far as I'm concerned. So you're done with the book, I take it, the Ralph Macchio book?
Yes, I am done with the book.
Listen to that thing pretty quick, man.
It's not a very long book. It's not a very long book, and it was very, I haven't had a book where I couldn't put it down for a while.
It's what they call in the book. It's what book millennials call page turner.
Yes.
Don't you do that no matter what you do when you read a book? Don't you turn the page no matter what? I mean, that kind of what you do there?
Yes, Captain Obvious.
Duh. I'm going to read this book, but guess what, Vern? I ain't going to turn one damn page in it. I'm going to I'm going to read this book with my mind. Now, if it's good, I'm going to actually turn the pages. But if it ain't good, I'm just going to visualize the book all the way through it.
Yes.
I bet you in California you can't do that.
Have you read the book?
I have not started on it yet. As soon as I lay down, I fall asleep. That's normally when I read my books.
Well, when you read it, we'll talk about it.
Okay. All right. Sounds like a deal. All right.
Because it is.
What else is in the news? I don't think we're gonna have a very long show tonight.
No.
But you want to talk about the political situation? I mean,
no.
I'm not that opposed to it.
Yes, you are.
Not really. I mean. If there's something there to talk about, I mean, we could talk about it. It just seems like tit for tat at this point to me, and it's just boring.
I don't know. People seem to think that stuff's gonna get done. You know, they're making a big show of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we all know that realistically,
ain't nothing gonna happen.
No. I mean, you got Democrats in one side and you got Republicans the other. the deciding vote is a complete moron. And yeah, I said it.
I say it too.
I mean, she can't get off the edibles long enough to have a coherent thought. And I don't know what kind of stuff they put in that, whatever she's consuming, but it ain't the good shit. I mean, we're talking about somebody that's like space.
Oh, there's my God.
There's a lot of it.
Time. What is time? Time is...
I have noticed that you've been spending a lot of time on your farm, simulated farm. Now, maybe the audience might be interested. When did you start virtual farming?
2013.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why? What? What is the, I can like
why what? Why not?
I mean, I guess it's no different than flight simulator. People, oh, I can learn how to fly a plane. Okay. I can learn how to drive a tractor. I mean, there's also a truck.
American Truck Simulator. I have it.
Yes. What's next?
Man, it sounds like a checkout at Walmart at your place, man, when the wind chime's going.
Yeah, well, they're not mine.
Okay. I'm just going to be upfront about it. I don't believe. I believe in them because they exist, but I'm not a supporter or condone violent video games. I don't support nor I condone any video game rewards death and violence. I think there's a direct correlation between violence and as far as mass shootings go and violent video games. I've read enough books and studied research to believe that they're...
So have I, and I have I have reasons why I don't think that. I think it doesn't help, but I don't think it's a...
I think it's a primary cause mixed with a few other ingredients.
I mean, you could have the same argument, and they have. I remember back during Columbine, as if these shootings had never taken place before in our history. They have. They just didn't. They weren't.
There were. I think two or three before Columbine. One of them happened long ago, which was considered the first one. And it was the beginning of a lot of the research that I've studied. So,
I mean, they have. I can remember when I was a kid, you could pick any number of, like, I remember the particular, the one they liked picking on when I was a kid was RoboCop.
Well, that wasn't, well, the video game or the movie?
The movie. We didn't, back, you know, this is before video games really took hold.
Oh, there weren't any school shootings back then.
Either. Yeah, but they, you would hear from time to time, they were like, okay, well, kids watch this movie and then they want to go out and do this. No, your mind already has to be predisposed, not predisposed, but you have to have a certain, I mean, our parents monitored what we watched. Our parents, well, mine did. Yours, you know, not so much. But at a certain point, And we've talked about this before. At a certain point, parents checked out. They don't want, you know, they just stick them in a corner somewhere. Watch TV. Leave me alone. You know. And the kids get bored and they communicate with their friends one way or the other. Used to be a phone. Now it's a smartphone and the internet. And when you are sitting there for hours a day and that's all you consume, you know, playing a Grand Theft Auto or whatever the video game may be. Yeah, that's going to have an effect because you're not having any social interaction. The only interaction you're having is on a screen. You're talking to your friends, but they're not, you know, they're in a chat window. They're not, you're not interacting with them. So that's going to have an effect. Does that mean everybody needs to be a social butterfly? No. But, you know, when parents don't see any parents, they created the rating system for video games because parents started, well, actually not parents, but Congress. Mortal Kombat is kind of the poster child for this. Anybody who
fatality.
Yeah, who doesn't know Mortal Kombat? Basically, its whole claim to fame was it's a fighting game, but when your character punches another player, blood flies everywhere. When your opponent has low energy and is almost defeated, you can push a combination of buttons and something, you know, gross will happen. Like your character will rip the head off of his opponent or disembowel his opponent or, you know, any number of things. And Congress took notice of this and called the video game companies to task and said, hey, this should not be marketed to children. Why is this being marketed to children? Because kids will see a commercial or on TV, or they will, you know, their friends will have it or something like that. And they're going to want to have that game too. It's that the mentality that we all grew up with. I want Nintendo. I want Sega. I want whatever. And most parents are not even going to look at the, you know, today's games are a little more obvious. You can look at the cover of them and go, okay, zombie on the cover. I know what that's about. But Mortal Kombat was not, I mean, it has a dragon with flames behind it emblem on it. And most parents are not going to look at it twice. And the rating and the game companies had to come up with a rating system. Otherwise, Congress was going to be like, you know, we're going to regulate this and you're going to have to, you know, they've tried to do the same thing happened with music. I mean, back in the 1980s with Tipper Gore and, you know, calling several people to testify in front of Congress, like Dee Snider. And having to answer for, you know, the content of their music. Art is being, it's an easy scapegoat to a certain extent. Now, is it a contributing factor? Yes. But it's not the only reason. There's like a lot of different factors. I don't think it's the main cause. Like a lot of people want to, because you could, like I said, you could say that about anything. You say about a movie, you could say about music. I mean, they tried to say Judas Priest caused some kid to commit suicide.
No, it wasn't suicide.
Or, well, they had one kid
You want okay. You want the story?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It was
I forget the guy's name, but he was the kid who's fucked up in the head.
Mm-hmm.
And he listened to that one album over and over again, the Judas Priest album.
Mm-hmm.
And he took a shotgun and he killed his friend, I think. And then he put it under his chin, shotgun under his chin, and blew his face off. But he lived. He didn't die. And of course, he blamed Judas Priest, and his parents blamed Judas Priest, and blah, 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 blah. But he spent the rest of his life torturing little kids with his blown off face. Literally had no face. It was blew it clean off. Which was brutal. It was a murder suicide pact kind of thing, is what he said it was. But who knows what the other guy's perspective was. Some kind of suicide pact. Either they took turns. Like, you know, he shot himself and boom, okay, his friend's dead. Then he went and pulled the trigger and he had the misfortune of living.
Ozzy Osbourne
did not die.
Yeah, Ozzy Osbourne got dragged into this too.
He did, and that dude did commit suicide. And Ozzy argued that the song was about... and I believe him because if you listen to the lyrics, you know, suicide solution, you know, it's about a friend who was an alcoholic who committed suicide. And he was like, you know, he wrote that song as a protest to suicide. It wasn't trying to glorify it, you know.
Which art often gets misunderstood, which to my, you know, like I said, it's an easy scapegoat. Instead of talking to the parents and asking them, you know, did you notice anything? No, they didn't notice anything because they don't pay attention.
Well, a lot of times these kids turned out fucked up because their parents, you know, I'm not saying every time, but why was this kid so troubled that he felt like he needed to commit suicide, regardless of what he was listening to?
You know, or
did he not get enough support and love from his family? Did he not feel that? Or was there abuse going on within the home? I mean, you know.
Or why did they feel the need? There was a story here.
A while back.
Not too long ago. Actually here, I forget where in the country it is, but a 6-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
A 6-year-old.
He shot his teacher, didn't he?
Shot his teacher. Yeah. And I'm like,
oh my God.
Does nobody. This is why.
How does a 6-year-old get a hold of a fucking gun?
I mean, it's not. Basically, I can tell you exactly how they get all of the one.
Talk to me, G.
They know exactly where they've seen mom and dad put, you know, handle firearm, and they've been around. And they notice where the gun is kept, and it's not secure, and they have access to it, and there you go. Now, and they quickly want to say, oh, we need to get rid of guns. No, the gun needs to be...
You need to educate these parents.
You need education, and the firearm needs to be secured.
Well, that's where the education comes in. You need to educate the parents. Like, for me... I have no plans on getting married. My child is grown, does not live with me. So when I do get my house and everything and I have firearms, they're going to be accessible. Now, if I had small children or children of any kind in the house, yeah, they're going to be secure. They're going to be, you know, locked away and only I can get access to them. Now, since I will be living alone and no young people in the house and no significant other, yeah, I won't feel the need to be as secure. Now, as far as my home being secure from break-in or home invasion or whatever, yeah, yeah. And that's why my firearms will be easily accessible. You break into my house, we shoot first and ask questions later.
And depending on where you live, you could get arrested for, which makes no sense to me.
Nah, this is a castle doctrine state, so.
Thank God.
We just went rolled over to constitutional carry, so we're coming around as far as the Second Amendment goes. We were a little bit in there for a while, and I wouldn't even mind getting a concealed carry license. I mean, that doesn't really bother me.
Yeah, we have a mutual friend that did it. She didn't have to, but she wanted to do it anyway, which I thought was. Well, you don't have to, but you're going to get it. Okay. You know, that's cool. So if anybody ever questions you, hey, you know.
A mutual friend of ours?
Yes. He used to work with her.
Oh, I didn't think you talked to her that much.
I don't, but occasionally.
All right. That's cool. Yeah, I'm not surprised. Yeah, it's just, you know, if you've got a 6-year-old in the house, you got to lock that shit up, man. I mean, keeping it out and open. I mean, we learned that growing up, man. You know, I remember that was a problem when you and I were coming up as kids shooting each other with fucking guns that their parents didn't keep secure, man. That was a real problem for a long time.
Every couple of years you'd hear.
So shot like himself or his brother with the gun, unsecured weapon, you know, and you would think, and I have a feeling that Gen X does that. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling that our generation does keep our firearms secure and we do handle them responsibly. I think the parents of that, cause he's 6 years old. Okay. So he's got young parents. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking millennial parents who are irresponsible. That's what I'm thinking. I wouldn't put that on a Gen X.
Well, I didn't used to be into firearms, but up until a couple of years ago, I got my first 22 two ago, and I've discovered, well, it's my right. I might as well exercise it.
Exactly.
I mean, hello. Better to exercise than not. You know,
then let it go away.
Okay, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I agree, but I don't live in my own house, and I have a very progressive. One of my parents are very progressive and anti-gun, so out of respect.
Yeah.
The other parent wouldn't care, but.
One of my parents was. Not anything like that. Grew up with them, but she just doesn't. I got the death stare.
Yeah, I know. You told me many times.
It just, which to this day, I'm like, why? It's not like would have been different if I brought a if I'd bought a rifle. I don't know. which I'm still learning.
I'm still learning about my Second Amendment rights. I'm still learning.
So, yeah. And I plan to, and at some point when I get proficient enough with this one, I plan to get more. At least one more. So, you know, excuse me. I'm becoming quite the fan of... Sig Sauer.
Yeah, you told me about that.
So, I mean, I know you're partial to Colts, which I haven't seen in a while.
As far as the fucking handgun goes, there's only one Colt that I'm a fan of. Well, two. There's two. Yeah, I would say you're right. I prefer the Colt. Colt M16 will be mine one day. The mother of all AR-15s, in my opinion, it's a military version. It's gonna cost me about $20,000 or $30,000 for one, and all the government shit. But you know, I do want a fully automatic M16.
You better hope you get it before they I mean,
and
I don't know if you've noticed, but I mean, he's trying to go after gas stoves.
Like I said, I'm unplugged.
Yeah, he's basically it's better for the environment bullshit. He wants a law basically to make gas for newer houses. You can't build, just like it is over in Europe, and newer construction, you can't put gas. Everything has to be electric. Now, if you buy a house and it has gas in it, that's it's grandfathered in, but all new construction, just like all new cars, have to be electric cars. Which, if I could drive, my butt would have a probably 70 or 80s model. It would cost me a fortune, I'm sure, especially if it was in good condition. Thunderbird.
A Thunderbird, what? Oh, car.
Yeah,
a
car, yeah. Before they started putting computers and shit. I mean, that's the thing about new cars, all that stuff is in there now, you can't take it out. An older car, you could put stuff in it, but you can also take it out.
Is that so?
Yeah, I mean, remember when the car stereo was a big deal? I mean, I can't imagine you thumping in your Bug, man, back in the day.
No.
Your air-cooled Beetle.
No, yeah, no thumping, no. Yeah, no thumping happened in Oscar whatsoever, man. I wanted a nice stereo, but I didn't want to go overboard with it. So I was trying to decide, you know, what direction I wanted to go. I didn't want to do all that, but I wanted a nice stereo. But I gave that privilege up before. All that took place, so it's all good. I'm glad you brought that up, man. Appreciate it. Politics.
So have you watched any good movies lately?
No, haven't really watched anything. I did inventory my guitar collection. My dad and I worked on that yesterday.
Yeah, I've been getting guitar hanger project. These are pieces. I look at them as pieces of art, and you're like, oh well, I can take it down. And I can play it. I don't just have to look at it, which I can respect that. So how did that go?
It went well. I'm not going to disclose any numbers on the air, but I have quite an investment. I didn't do the amps yet. Yeah, man. I need to do these things.
I think you do this every couple of years, right?
What?
How much is my shit worth?
No, not every couple of years. I keep track of it on the regular. at least once a month or so. But now I did the whole collection all at once. It'd be a lot easier to track. If you'll pardon me for a second, I've got to take a break for a second. So if you'll cover me, that'd be cool.
Yeah. So I hope everybody's enjoying the show. I have been reading several books from time to time. We do talk about them on the show. And not just The Karate Waxing On by Ralph Macchio. I also read a lot of spy thrillers. It's not Bug's thing, but I enjoy them. And I will also take the opportunity to plug our website, facebook.com/geekversusgeek. That is where you can communicate with us, drop us a line, send us coinage through the Cash App QR code, which is prominently on the web page there, or Facebook. So if you enjoy what you're hearing,
just hit us up on Facebook or the the Cash App QR codes there, sure, Gio mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Seemed like a good opportunity to do that.
Yeah, glad you did. I have reached a point where I cannot hold my bladder anymore. When I go, I have to go. So I apologize.
More information than we required, but thank you.
Well, it's the second time I had to do the same thing last show, and I'm just gonna be honest, getting older is not any fun.
I'm getting up there too, bud.
Then you ought to know what it's like, man.
Oh, I do. Trust me.
So, yeah. What else you want to talk about tonight?
I don't know. What other topic? We haven't done one of these shows in a while where we, like the Hebagon. Okay. Maybe, can you think of any other topics that we might want to do a deep dive into?
What, this show, or like prepare for an upcoming show?
Reason I'm bringing this up now is because I'm hoping that, you know, since we seem to be getting an audience, that maybe they might have some ideas too. I mean, it's been a while since we've done one of these shows.
They're not going to give us any feedback. I mean, at least not yet. So I'm not counting on our audience. And y'all listening, and that's all I ask for, is y'all listen to the show. That's all I ask for. Gio has a little bit more expectations for y'all than I do. So having said that, I understand that y'all aren't going to go to the Facebook page and donate and mention, and interact and develop a community just yet. Y'all are shy, or it's not something you're into. You know, you're barely hanging on to the show as it is because Bug's got to get up and go to the bathroom every episode. And that's like, what the hell, you know? I get it. But Gio has high expectations from y'all. I'm just letting you know. He expects y'all to interact on the page. He expects y'all to let him know what you're thinking. He expects you to donate to the cause. Me, I understand our people. I know our audience. And that's a lot to ask for y'all. I would like it, but I understand it. So having said that, Yeah. They're not going to give us any suggestions about
future shows. Well, I want to at least try to do something like that at least once a year at this point.
I'm down.
It was popular. That's what I'm saying.
That one, the Hebegon episode and the personal finance episode, part two, still remains our most popular episode. I don't know what we said in that show that was resonating, but apparently it's hit, you know. A lot of people seem to be resonating. Like I said, it's our most popular show to date. And that was like episode 12 or something. So, yeah, I'm down with a topical episode where we do a deep dive. But, okay. All right. I know what we can do because I've been experiencing it ongoing.
Okay.
How would you feel like talking about spiritual world realm in the afterlife?
Okay. I do have a few stories, not personal stories, because I've never experienced it, but I do know I have relatives that swear. It's kind of interesting because I didn't think you... I remember... It's like, I don't want to talk about ghosts. So...
Well, you wanted a deep dive on something, and I've been experiencing some things, and I think it'd be worth talking about. Get it out there in the open. Okay. Am I saying I believe in ghosts? Am I saying that that they exist? Am I even saying that I've experienced ghosts? No, I'm just saying there's some weird shit going on in the neighborhood, and. Probably worth talking about.
If something strange in the neighborhood.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Which, have you seen the most recent Ghostbusters movie?
Nope. Y'all to know better than ask me something like that.
Were you a fan of the originals?
The original, yes. This new woke shit, no.
Well, I'm not talking about the all-female version.
Well, the other one, I'm not a fan of any of them. None of them resonate to me, except the original.
The new one is an actual, honest-to-God, sequel. But, of sorts.
How woke is it?
It's... I don't know that it's woke.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
Are you recommending it?
Yes, it is. It's called Ghostbusters Afterlife, and
okay.
I think it's worth checking out.
I'll try it, but if I don't like it, you're never going to hear the end of it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm taking one because we need content here, and if I have to. Fall on the grenade for content. I'll do it.
Well, I'm not. I'm just happy bullshitting. I mean, I don't need specific things, but I do think the spiritual episode. That's gonna be interesting because I've got some stories. I got some wild shit to share with you that I haven't told anybody. And it's just repercussions. People are gonna say, "Well, you're a night owl, and of course you're gonna." No, man, I've got some weird shit to share.
Well, yeah, I mean, most people, when it comes to this kind of stuff, most people say, well, yeah, when you sit alone in the dark, in the house.
Yeah, but that's my thing. I've done that my whole life, and weird shit's never happened. And ever since, I don't know, because I want to wait till the next episode, but some of this shit you know about, some of this shit you don't. And
okay.
It's all related, and it's like fucking wild, man. It's like, oh my fucking God. I did think I was going nuts there for a second till I shook it off, and so maybe I am going fucking crazy, man, because But no, it's definitely a situation. It's ongoing. I'll tell you off air and I'll retell it next episode. Okay. We didn't do that.
Okay.
It'll prepare you a little bit because I'm like, man, nobody. I mean, they believe in Bigfoot before they believe this shit. And I'm saying it. You know, if I was on the outside listening, I would believe Bigfoot over this any day of the week, man. But I swear to God, it happened.
Well, yeah. I mean,
I wasn't ready to go into it this episode, man.
As far as spiritual stuff is concerned, yeah. I mean,
I will say this.
Yeah.
I mean, go ahead.
I used to listen to some crazy stuff back in the day.
Okay. Here's the weird thing. And I will say this, and this is consider this like a trailer for next episode. And I'll go into a little more deeper then. Okay. Mm-hmm. But as you know, most of the time we've known each other, I have not been that spiritual. I've always been agnostic just at best, you know, and I've had my reasons and, you know, a personal journey of mine has been finding my faith. How, you know, I don't believe in organized religion per se. I do consider myself a Christian because I believe Jesus existed. And I believe he was a real person and I believe he died for the reasons that we were told he died for. I don't go so far as to calling him personally God. It's like because I don't believe, you know, the disciples coined that, you know, after his crucifixion. You know, was he the Son of God? In the same way, we all are children of God, I think so. You know, and I think that's what he was trying to preach. But as I found my spiritual journey, you know, through understanding prayer and understanding what forgiveness is, you know, I've always been a skeptic of ghosts and the afterlife and all that. Okay. And the reason is, hey, I'm agnostic. And I've never seen any ghosts. And it's only people who believe in Jesus and all that. They're the ones that always seem to see the ghosts and everything, you know? So, if I'm a non-believer, I should still be able to see ghosts if they exist, you know. And as a further my journey, the more spiritual I become, the more it feels like the afterlife is trying to reach me or communicate with me. And I'm not saying ghosts. I'm just saying things get weird. And I will talk to you about it off the air, but next episode I'll go into a deep dive about how all this ties together and what exactly I'm talking about.
Cool. Okay.
But yeah, it was all part of my spiritual journey, I believe.
Okay. And I'll talk about, you know, my experience as well. I don't have any ghost stories, but I know I have family that swear that both houses that they have lived in, there have been ghosts.
Okay. Well, I will, I'll just leave that at that. Cause I don't want to spend, you know, I want to, if we're going to do a dedicated episode, I want to save it for that, but if you keep an open mind, it is very fascinating. And I've reached out for consultation over the events that I've experienced. And some are met with answers. Some have met with, I don't know what the hell's going on in your world. So, yeah, y'all look forward to that. Well, that's a good idea, Gio. We'll just do one of these random thematic episodes. And we'll kind of just go into the whole episode with anecdotes and experiences and, you know, what we know, what we don't know. Yeah. And Huh?
Go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say, I'm not saying I'm a believer in ghosts, but I have, up until very recently, been experiencing things that I don't know. I don't know what the hell's going on. And I've heard several different versions of what could be happening, but nothing I'm completely satisfied with yet. Mm-hmm. So y'all get to hear about all that next episode. Coop, coop, coop.
Now, would you read books about this?
Would I?
Yes.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't.
I'm not trying to open any doors, man.
Yeah, I'm just curious because
I don't want this shit to be going on. I want it to go away.
I mean, yeah. Most people personally would. I mean, I don't. But it's interesting. We were talking about books.
Mm-hmm. And
another mutual friend of ours has been trying to get me to expand my horizons as far as reading is concerned.
Mm.
And I did.
Mm.
And I could say I read it, and I don't need to revisit that. She made me read it to prove a point. Or I agreed to read it. She was trying to prove a point. It was true crime. Another true crime thing. Okay. The name of the book is called If You Tell. And okay. It was fucked up.
Okay. Book reviews by Geo, ladies and gentlemen.
You learn what human beings are capable of, and it's just it's okay, and to do to a child as well. This crazy late they live is basically it's about this. It's kind of a first person telling by a victim of her life experiences and her sister's life experiences being abused by their stepmother and father. And the subsequent murder of their stepbrother, and the lies and stuff that surround this whole thing. And I'll put a link to it on our Facebook page. If anybody wants to check it out, but I've heard some crazy crap in my time. This was wow. Like I said, I don't need to read anything like that ever again.
Okay.
I did it in audio form, which makes it worse, because the mind goes places. There's just certain books that you don't need to read. Just don't. And I've seen the news, the videos about it. There are videos on YouTube about this mess. There are articles that I've sent about this. If I can dig them up, I will. Occasionally, we like to go down these roads, especially, I don't know how people reacted to what's going on in Moscow, which I don't know if you followed that lately, but have you seen how weird that crap has gotten?
No.
All of a sudden, now these murders took place how long ago? A month or two ago, maybe a couple of weeks, right?
Which ones? The Idaho murder?
Moscow.
About 2 months ago, would think by now.
Yeah, 2 months ago. So they're just now collecting evidence out of the house. The other day, they was on the news about them carrying mattresses out and shit. Now,
I'm going to say this because I wasn't sure if we were going to talk about it or not.
Okay.
But I do have serious reservations that they have the right person.
I don't think they do either, because something, yeah, you wait for, I mean, it just keeps getting weirder and weirder.
Here's the thing. First of all, you got these true crime enthusiasts trying to make him fit the FBI profile. So he fits the profile. No, he doesn't. You know, he was going into law enforcement. He didn't speak derogatory of, okay, like the profile says. Apparently did not know the victims, okay? Apparently he had no intimate knowledge. They were just, he knew them from afar at best. The order of the priority was backwards from what they predicted. You know, they're trying to say that the last two couples that were murdered were the last female that was murdered with the least injuries was the priority target. And now the one with the most injuries is the least priority target. No, I'm still holding true with the FBI profile that Kaylee, with the most injuries, was the first victim and the target. Look, I'm holding true to that. It's just backwards to think of it any other way. Second of all, this dude's in Pennsylvania. Okay. Yeah, he had plenty of time to get there. But when he was arrested, it was a complete surprise to him. And he asked a question that rings in my ears to this day. Am I the only person to be arrested? Now, if you got arrested and you know you're guilty, why would you think somebody else would be arrested?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, they arrested me, but who else got arrested? You know,
apparently, I wonder what percentage of these people, when they're read the Miranda rights, what percentage of criminals, when they say you have the right to remain silent?
Mm-hmm.
How many of them actually do that?
About 90% of them talk. The worst thing you can do is talk. The first thing you do is you lawyer up. I don't care if you're innocent or guilty. I don't care. The first thing you do when they want to is like, let's just have a conversation. As soon as they read you your rights, exercise your right to remain. It's your right. Exercise every right you have. Don't say shit without an attorney. Hire one if you can. I know a guy I used to work with. He's got a separate he's got a separate bank account. He's got money stashed just for a private attorney. He will not take a court-appointed attorney. He goes, you never know when shit's going to go down. He goes, I know I'm going to be innocent. And I'm not trusting my fucking life with a Lisa Presley died.
Lisa Murray?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just in.
Man.
Yeah, that was just in, people.
Wow.
True Social. My mom just texted me, and True Social just sent out a bulletin. I'll try to give you all details here. And by the time you hear this episode, heart attack, cardiac arrest.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and I've got to cut.
You gotta eat dinner or something. I don't know what's going on here.
We can let's call this one, and we'll see you next week, guys.
All right, I'm Bug.
I'm Geo.
Later, Gator.
Later.